Tonight is just an incredible night for me. It's been, in a way, a journey back in time, but a journey back in time that extends very richly into the present. In fact, just yesterday, although I didn't talk about it with him, a new recording in which Dave Van Ronk is included turned up in my house, recorded partly in Norway, I think, as a matter of fact, and it's really very interesting. But the roots of this story, for me at least, last week on the show, I played Dave's version of Tell Old Bill, and what I didn't say is it took me right back to my days in college, when just after his first recording, I think, had come out, and I listened to it over and over again, and I could never get it right, you know. I found that the closest place, for me at least, was to go down into the basement, into the laundry, you know, because there was great echo, so that I could watch my dirty socks going around and around and try to play Tell Old Bill, you know, and it never quite worked. But ever since, he's been a part of my life and a part of the lives of really millions of people over the last generation. So it's really an honor to welcome him to Harrisburg. Please welcome Dave Van Ronk.
Sunny Tennessee, I'm sitting here and thinking about dear old sunny Tennessee. Wondering if my baby is waiting there for me. Going where the northern crosses the L-N-N. I'm going where the northern crosses the L-N-N. Catch me a freight train going back home again. Going back south where it's warm the whole year round. I'm going back south where it's warm the whole year round. I'll be so glad when my train pulls up and down. Thank you. hold my clothes. Don't wanna tote no suitcase when I hit that open road. He'll be weeping moan. Hear me weep and moan. You oughta call my name, yeah, babe, and I'll be gone. I'm sitting here thinking about you, old sunny Tennessee. I'm sitting here thinking about you, old sunny Tennessee. Baby is waiting there for me. Scrapper was from Indianapolis, and he said all the really good blues guitarists were from Indianapolis. Must have been before my time in Indianapolis. I remember the first time I went out there must have been 1964 or 5, something like that. Got in, plane was late, and I had to go right to the club. And I gave the cab driver the address of the club. He knew the club. I think it was called the Hummingbird or the Bluebird. Yeah. And of course, we get stopped in traffic, just sitting there. They're real, you know, cosmopolitan traffic jams. So to make conversation, said to the cab driver, so tell me, what's going on? What's happening in Indianapolis? And he turned around, he gave me a look, as the saddest face I've seen this side of a basset hound. He said, you're happening in Indianapolis. Boy, what a responsibility. Boy, I've been dumping all over poor Indianapolis recently. A friend of mine back in New York just finished a book. It's a book on Galileo. And so we had a little celebration at a Marriott in Midtown New York, and we went up to the top, and the top revolves, and you know, and the whole place looks like the Peachtree Plaza in Atlanta. And we chose the place because Galileo said, "Nevertheless, it moves," and we were circling around up there. And I looked around, and one of the first things I said, "Well, geez, it's really nice to know that now New York can slug it out toe-to-toe with Indianapolis." It's the thing I learned from the guy who wrote it, Clarence Williams. He wrote this for Bessie Smith, and goddamned if she didn't sing it, too. Hey, now, listen here, pretty papa, please get out of my sight. I'm calling it quits now, right from this very night. You've had your day, don't stand around. You've been a good old whacking daddy, but you done broke down. You better go on down the shop and get yourself an overhaul. Ain't nothing about you make a good woman ball. When you were in your prime, you used to love to run around. You've been a good old wagon daddy, but you done broke down. Ah, when the sun is shining, that's the time to make hay. Now it's raining all the time, you can't make a wagon pay. Nobody wants a baby when a real man can't be found. You did a good old wagon daddy, but you done broke down. Weep, weep, ba da 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 ba da da. What up, deep, ba da da ba da da ba da da ba. What up, deep, da 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 ba da 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 ba da da. What up? Wah, ba da ba da weep, deep, ba da da da. Yes. There ain't no use in crying. Gonna make a big show. This man has taught me more about loving than you will ever know. He is the king of loving, just minus of a crown. He's a good old wagon daddy, and he ain't broke down. I used to think that was a pretty funny song. Speaking of Tom Paxton, Tom wrote this. This for Mississippi John. I heard it was an old friend of mine too. It was a frosty night, beginning to snow. Down the city streets, the wind began to blow. We all came to the cellar. Little old fella, play a shiny guitar. Did you hear John Hurt play his Creole bell? Spanish Fandango, that he loved so well. Did you love John Hurt? Did you shake his hand? Did you hear him play his Candyman? On a straight back chair, fancy with his Avalon. All the people passing down McDougal Street cocked their heads and listened to the tapping feet. Did you hear John Hurt play his Creole bell? Spanish Fandango, that he loved so well. Did you love John Hurt? Did you shake his hand? Did you play his Candyman on a straight back chair with a felt hat on, tickled off fancy with his Avalon? All the people passing down McDougal Street popped their heads and listened to the tapping feet. Did you hear John Hurt play his Creole bell? Spanish Fandango that he loved so well. Did you love John Hurt? Did you shake his hand? Did you hear him play his Candyman? Foolish child, you can't see now. I ain't got no mother. My sister and my brother turn their back on me. She used to fall on her knees and pray. These are the very words she would say. You better change, rearrange, or stop. Makes you sad, makes you scared, makes you worry what time can do. I'm about to change. Every day, but this old nightlife is spoiling life, is killing me. I'm getting tired of running round. Gonna get married, settle down. This old nightlife is spoiling life, is killing me. You wonder about times to come.
Thank you. And Brownie McGee taught me that. Actually, I learned it before I met Brownie. I was about 15. I ran across an ancient 78 him doing that song. He wrote it. I learned it from that. And I was just starting to play and sing. Boy, I had to sing that song. It just blew me away. So I started to work putting it together so I could sing it. And somewhere along the way, before I was finished putting it all together, I screeched to a halt because I had an experience, an entirely novel experience for me. It had never happened to me before. It has happened very, very seldom since. I had an attack of common sense. It occurred to me, what is it going to look like a 15-year-old kid singing a song like this? I think we have a little credibility problem here. So I decided what I'd do is I'd table the song until such point as I put it in those days, I had paid enough dues so I could sing the song with a certain degree of authority. And so the years went on, and every now and again I'd hear the song, and I loved it. And I'd just think, no, I haven't paid enough dues for this one yet, no. And I got to know Brownie pretty well. We worked together from time to time and so on. I never saw him, but I'd pull his coat to do the song, and I'd listen to it, sigh, no, I haven't paid enough dues for it. So finally, not that terribly long ago, 10, 15 years ago, I just decided, fuck the dues, I'm going to sing that song. And I put together an arrangement to sing it, sing it to pretty much what I just did. And I was reasonably pleased with it and got up on stage to sing it, and bam, somewhere in the, the second verse, I guess, I just froze. I couldn't remember the lyric. My fingers were tripping all over themselves. And this kept on happening every time I tried until I figured out what I had been doing for all those years was I had been practicing not singing the song. And I had got it down real good. And I almost despaired of being able to sing it. Until I was in Atlanta, this was a good 15 years ago, must have been more. I was working at a club, and not far away in those halcyon days, there was another club in Atlanta, and who was working down the block and around the corner, wherever the hell it was, but Brownie McGee and his old sidekick, Sonny Terry. And so I developed this theory. This is not just accidental. This is synchronicity at work. If I can sing this song for Brownie, I can sing it for anybody. So after my first set, I packed up my guitar and scooted over to the other club, went backstage and over to the dressing room and said hello to the guys and so on and so on. Finally, I screwed up enough courage. I said, Brownie, you know that song of yours, the Sportin' Life Blues. I said, I worked up a little something, and I'd like to play it for you. Yeah. One of the most courageous things I think I've ever done in my life. And so, hey, I went to breeze through it. Hardly a mistake. And, boy, I felt good. Not only did I feel good, but Brownie seemed to genuinely like it. So I had killed two birds with one stone. I had broken the jinx, and I had acquired what I like to think of as the good blues-keeping seal of approval. As I hardly wait to go back and do my second set. I'm going to open with it. I backed up my guitar, and I was on my way out. I was right in the dressing room door, and all of a sudden a thought popped into my head, and I turned around and I said, hey, Brownie, how old were you when you wrote that song? He said, 15. Don't you leave me here. Don't you leave me here. If you just must go, sweet baby, leave her, die for beer. Don't you leave me here. The rooster crowed and the hen ran around. If you want my fricassee, you gotta run me down. Don't you leave me. Never had one woman at a time. I've always had six, seven, eight, or nine. Don't you leave me. I'm Alabama bound. Alabama bound. If the train don't stop and turn around, I'm Alabama bound. Alabama bound. Don't you leave me here. Don't you leave me here. If you just must go, sweet babe, leave her, die for beer. Don't you leave me. Old Jelly Roll Morton too. Come running out. back if your mama chews tobacco. There's a man in Galilee, Harlem Green, Green, Rocky Road, Promenade and Green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you that we have some CDs outside, and after the show I will be out to sign, well, whatever within reason. Some situation where he can't achieve such fame that folks acclaim the very mention of his name. A circus played our town one day and three Bengal tigers got away. The manager looked straight at me, says, "Here's your opportunity. Somebody has got to catch those cats, yes. Somebody's got to go. Our tiger man is sick in bed, so put on your hat and coat." That's what the man said. He said, "The man who brings him back alive, a hero is gonna be. It's a wonderful chance for somebody, yes, somebody else, not me." Two ivory bones with ebony dots oft lead to cemetery pit. Last night brought on a fight that ended up in pistol shots. I was the furthest from the door. The others all got out before. Upon the floor, a man lay dead. And through the transom, someone said, "Somebody has got to stay behind. Yes, somebody must remain." And when the police arrive, explain why this brother isn't alive. Yes, the man who stays and sees it through will gain notoriety. It's a wonderful chance for somebody, yeah, somebody else. I did a little time in World War II when them panzer tanks came rolling through. In the middle of a minefield beneath barbed wire, they pinned us down with machine gun fire. Those bullets fly through the air and shrapnel shrapening everywhere. Our captain never showed no fear, says he, "I need a volunteer." Somebody has got to storm that hill, yes. Somebody's gotta go. You just charge up that hill where those mines are laid and blow them to hell with a hand grenade. Is that all? Yes, the man who takes that hill, he said, will live in history. I'd rather live in Hackensack. It's got to be somebody else, not me. Don't go where I love you. You'll never know. Come back, baby, let's talk it over. The bad news ain't nothing, my baby, on my mind. Come back, baby, let's talk it over. All the lights turn down low. When it's time to go to sleep, music calls my name so sweet. Jelly, 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 jelly. Well, it's jelly, 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 jelly. Oh, may be others, for all I know, who can't feel me from my head to toe. But I know when things go wrong, who takes me in her arms and rocks me all night long. With jelly, 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 jelly all night long. Feel me from my head to toe, but I know when things go wrong, who takes me in her arms and rocks me all night long. Jelly, 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 jelly all night long. Song first time around, it was early 1950s, late 1940s, and it was Count Basie did it, and the vocalist was, I believe, Big Joe Williams. And where I was living in New York, the local R&B stations took a great interest in it. Not as big an interest, however, as the FCC. They were fascinated by it. So much so they banned it from the air. Which, I imagine they thought, really put paid to that. Of course, the logic of the thing is quite obvious when you think about it for a minute. Consequently, the only way you could get to hear that thing was to go out and buy a copy. And consequently, about 750,000 people did. Put it on the map. I ran into Joe Williams, years and years later. And he was telling me, he said, if I had a wish list, he says, I couldn't have asked for a bigger favor than that. He says, banning that, he says, man, I was farting through silk for years. And he said, ban me, ban me. Jelly Roll Morton piece. Seem to be into this blues thing tonight. That's okay. Cause Jelly Roll Morton, me. Piano player and a band leader and a composer, songwriter. He was a great singer. And on the side, he invented jazz. And if you didn't believe it, that was okay. He'd straighten you out on the question. Thank you. this song from another piano player. Her name was Mimi Des Dooms. She ran a hook shop in New Orleans around 1906. She was something of a marvel at the time. She played the piano, and she only had three fingers on her left hand. And Morton used to say that, she couldn't hardly play anything else more, but she could really play this number. In an unprecedented fit of gallantry, Jelly named this one for her. Called it Mamie's Blues. '219 took my babe away. '219 took my babe away. Bring her back someday. Stood on the corner, feet was soaking wet. Stood on the corner, feet was soaking wet. Every man that she met, if you can't give a dollar, give me a lousy dime. Can't give a dollar, give me a lousy dime. Wanna feed that hungry man, man. I'm gonna lay my head on some lonesome railroad line. Lay my head on some lonesome railroad. It'd be very nice if I could come up with some great ethnic funky story about where I learned this next one from. Honesty, however, compels me to admit I learned this from a book called The Fireside Book of Folk Songs. To compound the felony, I was in Shaker Heights, Ohio at the time. What can I throw myself upon the mercy of the court? What can I say? I was about 13. I was out there visiting my upwardly mobile aunt, and I was just sort of getting good on the ukulele in those days. I was the second best ukulele player in Richmond Hill. It was the most boring summer I think I've ever spent in my life. And one day, I was idly leafing through this coffee table songbook, and I ran across a thing called St. James Infirmary. And I read through the lyric, and I thought, oh boy, that's for me. At age 12, I was suffering from nostalgie de la boue. Precocious. And I really wanted to do it, but I couldn't read music. So what I did is I put the arm on my upwardly mobile cousin, who was taking piano lessons at the time. And I made him play through it so I could learn the chords and the tune. And I worked at it, and sure enough, in about 3 or 4 weeks, I had the funkiest ukulele version of St. James Infirmary you ever heard. I have been singing it ever since. I have never gotten tired of it. The song has infinite possibilities for singing. It was down at Old Joe's Barroom, on a corner of the square. They were serving drinks as usual, and the usual crowd was there. On my left stood Big Joe McKennedy. St. James Infirmary, saw my baby there, stretched out on a long white table, so sweet, so cold, so fair. Let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be, she may search this wide world. Never find a sweet man like me. When I die, please bury me. My high top Stetson hat, put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain. God, oh no, a dime standing pat. I want 6 crap shooters for ball bearing. Chorus girl to sing me a song. A jazz band on my hearse wagon, raise him as I stole along. Roll out your rubber tire carriage, roll out your old time hat. There's 12 men going to the graveyard and 11 coming back. Now that I told my story, take another shot of booze. And if anybody happened to ask you, I've got those gambler's blues. Let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. She may search this wide world over, never find a sweet,
sweet man like me.
Thank you, good night. Something completely different. I'm going to play one in tune. Dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you or me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. In Salt Lake City, Joe, says I, him standing at my bed. They framed you on a murder charge, says Joe, but I ain't dead. Says Joe, but I ain't dead. The copper bosses killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man. Says Joe, I didn't die. Says Joe, I didn't die. I'm standing there, as big as life, and smiling there with his eyes. He says what they forgot to kill, to organize, went on to organize. Joe Hill ain't dead, he says to me. Joe Hill ain't never died. Wherever workers go on strike, Joe Hill is at their side. Joe Hill is at their side. From San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where workers strike and organize, says he, you'll find Joe Hill. Says he, you'll find Joe Hill. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you or me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died.